This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Spain, the siesta, a traditional midday break that splits up the workday, is envied by exhausted workers all over the world. But in reality, many Spaniards are actually some of the most sleep-deprived people in Europe, with the siesta becoming more and more obsolete. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
It's after 9 p.m. in the Madrid suburb of Miraflores de la Sierra, and the plaza is full of children. The night has just begun. Ana Vella, her husband David, and their four-year-old daughter Claudia have just met up with another mother with an infant. Now is when people start going out in Spain, Ana says. We're going to have a beer now and then dinner. Like most Spaniards, Ana and David see no problem with staying out late, even on weekdays. In fact, they don't have much choice. Most Spanish restaurants won't serve you before 9 p.m. Such a lifestyle was easier to handle when people slept the siesta. But these days, few workers can get back to their homes for a snooze, even though shops and offices still close in the afternoons. So there are increasing calls to abolish the siesta. One of the worst affected groups is working women. It's 10:30 p.m. and Veronica Kleinburt and her husband Rafa are trying to put 2-year-old Malena to bed. But Malena is being difficult. Her mother says she wants to stay up longer because she sees so little of her parents. Kleinburt says she was fired from her previous job when she asked for a shorter workday. Now she's taken a lower-level position that has a 1-hour lunch break and is supposed to finish at 6 p.m. Even so, she says she rarely arrives home before 7 or 8 p.m., and she feels guilty being apart from Malena for so much of the day.
It's not easy. It's not easy. I'm doing the best I can, but I cannot tell you it's something that sits well with me.
Ignacio Buqueras Ibac is director of Fundación Independiente, a civil society think tank. It's launched a campaign against the siesta.
This complete halt of 2 to 3 hours in the afternoon means that while in the rest of Europe, the normal workday is ending at 5 or 6, in Spain, it stretches until 8 or 9 p.m., and sometimes even later.
The anti-siesta campaign has won the backing of several banks and multinational companies in Spain. Buqueras says Spain has one of the lowest rates of productivity and one of the highest rates of work-related accidents in Europe. He says that's because the average Spaniard sleeps 1 hour less than other Europeans, and a workday stretched to include the siesta leaves little time for anything else.
As a result, the Spaniard is in a state of continual stress, arriving late, unable to get things done, and that has to be changed.
Those who want Spaniards to live more like Northern Europeans have new reason to be optimistic. Labor Minister Jordi Sevilla told a Spanish newspaper that if Germans, Britons, and Americans can go home at 5 or 6, then Spaniards should too. But that's easier said than done in a country where primetime TV ends at 1 a.m. and a children's show says it's time to say goodnight at 9 p.m. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.